Alright, so today we're going through the third lesson. And my voice is all messed up because I've been sick. So I'm trying not to talk that much, so I'm only doing half the lesson. And then Cindy and Eva can do the other half. But it's Psalms, chapter 19. So can I get a couple volunteers to read it first? Preferably people who are not sick and won't hurt their throats by talking.
No,
just like a couple verses. Of these. Putting this on pause. Alright, so, if you guys read the book and looked through the lesson, this lesson's called, God's Word is Beneficial. God's Beneficial Word. And it just talks about how much, how many things God's Word can do for us, right, and how beneficial it is, actually is for us. And you look at the first couple of verses here, right, and it talks about, the heavens and earth and, it's a little about nature and not really about God's Word yet. And, that is here to kind of prove a point that, God, He reaches us through everything, right? And, God's power expands to all nature. He created, He created everything, right? Like, as Cindy so liked to remind me, my favorite memory verse, right? Genesis 1:1, which is, who knows it? In the beginning,
God.
God what? Created the heaven and the earth, right? So, you could have to learn that for Genesis 1:1. But, God's power. He created the heavens and the earth, and, it just tells us that, David understands this. David understands that, nothing is out of God's reach, right? Everything is within God's knowledge, and everything is within God's power. There's nothing on this world, even in the heavens, that's out of God's power and knowledge. And, because we are all in His, His power and His knowledge, His word should be beneficial for everybody, not just, us here in this room, right? But it's, the benefits of His word for us is the same as the benefits for, people in China studying the Bible and reading the word, and same as people in Africa reading the word, and everywhere around the world. And, I think, David just kind of realized this, and I kind of like how, he talks about, just starts off a little bit of nature, right? For you older people who've been to Willits, we always have our devotions and we go stand in the trees. Literally stand in the trees, right? You guys know who've been there. We stand in the trees, or we squat in a stump or something. And, we just have devotions for 10, 15 minutes. And you young guys are laughing. It's a really cool thing to do. And, it was one of my favorite things I like to do up in Willits because, you're there and you're with God and you feel all the nature around you and, you really feel God working around you. You see all this, you just look around, and you see, God created all these things, right? You don't see all the man-made things in a way. You don't hear all the busy noise of everyday life. You don't have all the distractions, but all you feel is God. And, it has a really strong effect it had a really strong effect on me, and I don't know how, you guys want to try one day, Just go to the beach and sit somewhere, where you're away from everyone else, right? Go to the park, go up in the mountain. Melvin likes to climb up Mount Melvin, right? And that's actually a pretty cool place to look out throughout the city. But there's lots of places you can go and just really sit with nature and with God and just get your mind on it. You can really feel God just all around you everywhere you are. I just kind of like that how he starts off with just with a little bit of nature and how God created everything and that's where David starts, that's how you start getting benefits, right? You have to, kind of really get in touch with God first. This ties in with how God reaches everywhere in the world, too. So, God's benefits are for everyone. God's word, the benefits of God's word are for everybody. And so that's kind of the first couple of verses, and then we move on to verse 7 to 9. I think. Right? And yeah, he goes through all these different names for, you know, God's word, right? This is the law of the Lord is perfect, right? The statutes of the Lord, the commandment of the Lord, the fear of the Lord, the judgments of the Lord. And I lost one somewhere there. The testimony of the Lord, right? And he has all these different names for, basically for his word, right? And right now we just want to get you guys in some groups. How many people do we have here? 17. So we'll just make four groups then. Just kind of go over these six names that, you know, he uses for God, you know, God's word, right? That David calls God's word, in, you know, a law, testimony, statutes, commandments, the fear of the Lord, and the judgments. So and just kind of go and discuss, you know, what these things, how they're different, right? Because each name he has for the scripture is describing something different about it, different, you know, description, a different attribute, a different benefit. Right, and I just want you guys just get in your groups and discuss, you know, what each name means, right? Which attribute it kind of stands for, and what's the benefit of, you know, this one of calling it this one name over another name. All right, so let's just count off in fours and get into four groups. Start anywhere you want.
One.
Alright, so let's just get in your groups and discuss it for a while, and then we'll come back and we'll just answer everything in a group and share. Let's say 10 minutes. 10 minutes?
Get to work.
We'll write it down. Sure. So just for each of the names that David calls these, yeah, just, you know, like, what does each one, what attribute does it apply, what does it give to the word, and what benefit does it, what kind of benefit does the calling that give it? What are you looking for? It should be on the table.
Sit down.
Bang off
the chair.
No,
here's
the big book.
What big book?
With all the answers in it.
No! Alright, so. Everyone's done, right?
Yeah.
Alright, so let's go over and share. Let's go around in the group and share with each one. What you guys got for each of those different names for that God, I mean that David uses for God's word. Because those are law. So we can share what they got from law. What kind of benefits or what kind of attributes? Calvin.
Well, let's look at the word law. Oh, there's no page. Law is like authority God has over, like, can we back you up?
All right. Oh, wow. Law gives a air of authority to God's word by referring to God's word as law. Laws are, well, they are placed to keep people in line, to give people guidelines on how to live. Well, not really guidelines, the laws. You have to follow them. Otherwise, you get in trouble.
Does anyone have anything else for law? Is that about pretty much what people got? Take that as a yes. Right, yep, that's pretty much, you know, if you look at the verse, it says the law is perfect, right? And it's, you know, we follow the law, that just leads us to, you know, a better life with God, right? We'll be closer to God, and it leads us to a more perfect life. So it's like what Kevin and Calvin were saying here, you know, just It gives us, you know, it's a perfect authority to guide us to have a better life with God. Now how about testimony? Testimony.
Testimony is an exact account, like the, an exact witness without errors, without lies.
Uh-huh. So what kind of benefit will we get from that?
We could be assured that God's word is without errors. It's reliable.
Okay, cool. That works. It's a good benefit. Oh, statutes. Does anyone know what statutes mean? That's statutes.
What did you say? Oh, statutes. Oh, there's just statutes.
That's what I thought it said at the book.
I know that's what you said.
I know, I was like, statutes.
I was like, there's statutes.
How is God's word a statue?
Alvin! You misunderstood me! You don't listen to us, so you have to read it for yourself.
I was falling along, I was like, okay, statue.
Did you hear me say that word?
Okay,
with the
okay.
Shh! Right,
okay, okay.
You're just thinking it's on the bigger
ball. Does anyone have anything better for statutes?
Stands
there, everyone can see it, so it doesn't change. Yeah. Yeah. You see what I gotta deal with? 27 years now. How do we love statutes and commandments together?
It's like common sense. Like it's different from law because it's like common sense to not do whatever like bad stuff like pee on your grandma's lawn.
Going with something simpler than that.
Like cheating on your wife. Okay, it's like a commandment, but it's not a law that you can't cheat on people. It's like you shouldn't cheat on your wife.
Back him up, man.
I
got
that door.
Generator thing.
Well, statutes and commandments. Yeah. I'm afraid to see how they're different than law.
I think it's pretty close. Yeah. Pretty similar. I mean, like.
I guess they tell you what's like morally right and wrong.
That's what I was going for.
Yes.
Alright, so yeah, they kind of got us morally, right? Like, what's right, what's wrong. And commandments are there to, you know, it says commandments are pure, right? In the Psalms, so commandments are there to try to keep us pure, right? Keep us from doing these, from doing wrong. Look at the Ten Commandments, basically, right? This is those 10 things not to do, or to do, to stay pure, right? To stay, you know, clean with, in God's eyes. That's what they are. So it's like guidance for us, right? That's the benefit, to guide us, you know, help us make decisions and stuff like that. How about fear of the Lord? Who has fear of the Lord?
Scary God.
He is a scary God.
Yeah.
Alright, let's get fear of the Lord. Let's go to judgments. With an no E. What's judgments? What is a judgment?
To judge.
To judge.
Somebody.
Based on.
If Jeff was here, he would say, you cannot use part of the word in the description of the word.
As a sort of definition.
To assume something.
To judge something.
But what did a judge? What kind of benefits do we get by God's word being judgment?
Well,
Mm-hmm. Right, and then also it says, you know, God judged, the judgment of God is true, right? So we know that, you know, all of God's judgments are, is exactly what's right and what's true. You know, that's the truth. And they're, you know, if we think differently, we're the ones that are wrong. It's not that God's wrong. So all his judgments are right. And, you know, it's pretty much, we know that, you know, whatever he says is for us to follow, because we know his judgment is correct. And if we think otherwise, we're the ones that are wrong. So it does just give us, you know, another guideline to live by. Right, so I guess those are the benefits, and then, or the, you know, those are different kind of benefits of, you know, that word of God can provide. And then Cindy and Eva are going to go over the rest.
Okay, so, like we said before, you know, there's, God is powerful, he gives you these laws, commandments, statutes, and all that. And, you know, he expects you to try to follow them and to lead this life. So, so if you follow these laws, these commandments, like the Ten Commandments, and you follow his word of how we should live, then he will bless you with a good life because it guides you through this life. And, so...
Okay, so before what people thought was like, what they thought was important, like what they really believed in was like gold, and like back then it was like honey for food. But it was David who like pointed out that it wasn't gold or the food, like honey, it was like the scripture in the Bible that was important, like said in verse 10.
So yeah, the word of God is more important than gold and more important than honey. So one of the things that people think is really important now, I mean, always important, is to work, you know, because when you work, you get the money that you need for food, for necessities, you need like a house and all that. And when you work, though, it's different benefits from what God can give you, and what God can give you is worth more.
And, like, for students, like, the majority of us are, like, another form of work, like, we see school as very important, too, so how is that beneficial? Like, how does that help us in our lives? Because I know for me, school is just, like, a thing you go to every day, and you read all these textbooks, and what do you do with them later on in your life? I mean, I'm seeing this language a lot. How am I going to use that in my life later? Well, so we spend like 14, 17 years of our lives going to school, and that's like about a fifth of our lives if we live to about 100. So how does that compare to everlasting life? Can we like put that on top of God? I mean, it's supposed to, like, school's supposed to help us for, like, the next 60 years of our lives. And, like, an example would be the recent gun shooting in Illinois. Stephen Kazmierczak? Okay. Well, okay, so he was said to be a very good student. He majored in criminal justice, and he was, like, a polite and just a nice person. But, so why did he kill 5 people and committed suicide? So, just because he was, like, a good student doesn't mean that he will be successful in life. School, like, although school that helped him, like, with finding a job or, like, getting money, that didn't make him any happier. Otherwise, he wouldn't have killed himself and 5 other people. In Proverbs 14:12, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So, there is a way which seemeth right. Kind of refers to, like, we can say for us, work and school seems to be right, but in the end, there are ways of death where we kind of...
What? It's like you put that above God, then it could end badly. You know, it doesn't matter if you have a job and you go to like a really good school, because you just need to put God in
at, you need to prioritize and put God above all this, and then He'll bless you with what you need, and He'll guide you in, with, and He'll have you follow His path that He has for you. And, you know, you have to take God's word, the Bible, like, seriously, and you have to realize that it's worth more than your textbook. It doesn't matter what the textbooks say and all, because the Bible is what you need to survive life and, like, to just live your life for God. And, you know, that just goes back to all these laws and commandments. We have to follow His word to get the prize, to be rewarded, as it says in verse 11. So if you just keep these commandments and all, then He'll bless you. And you have to realize that you do sin, and that through the word you can overcome your sin, and by trusting in Jesus you can overcome the sin, and that He'll just help you out with life, and He'll help you in all the benefits that His word has for you.
Yeah, okay, so I guess, and that's mainly it. The last section is just response to God's word, and just, you know, basically, you know, when we hear God's word and we hear all the benefits of, you know, what are we supposed to do? And you know, we can't just listen to it and not respond, right? So we hear David's response, and it's in verses, you know, 12 and 13, and at the end he says, you know, who understands their errors, cleanse me from my secret faults, and, you know, keep thy servant also from the presumptuous sins, right? You know, he's saying, you know, God, I know I'm doing something wrong, you know, cleanse me of all, you know, the sins I'm doing that I don't know of, and the ones that I do knowingly as well. So that was his response, you know, after hearing God's word. He really wanted to follow it. And then that's kind of a step we have to take. You know, we hear God's word all the time, and we know the benefits and all the benefits that God's word has for it, but we really have to choose to follow it. You know, we can't just, you know, hear it, and we can hear it over and over, but we choose not to follow it. It does us no good, right? And we can hear the Ten Commandments over and over again, but, you know, if I don't choose to follow any of them, it does me no good. So, you know, to really get the benefits of it, we don't really have to just, you know, like, you know, just really make that commitment to follow and commit ourselves to, you know, just be really committed to God's word, to really reap the benefits of it. And, you know, like, kind of like, just back on what Cindy and Eva said, you know, we know the benefits of following God's word are going to be greater than the benefits of, you know, going to school or you know, anything we can do, right? And we think about little things, you know, like skipping a Sunday morning sermon study, you know, will you really benefit more from that or from going to church on Sunday morning? Right? That's something really simple that all of us, all you, you know, your students can just take into account and really apply. Right? Am I really going to... No, I don't. For me, if I stay home to study on a Sunday morning, I would wake up late, I would watch TV, and I'm like, Cal, would come home from church already, now I'll still be in bed. So I wouldn't get any studying done anyways. So, you know, you just got to really weigh the benefits. You know, is it more beneficial for me to come and worship God and follow His word, or, you know, for me to do something else? And that's what we really want to take away from this. You know, we really want to take that time and just, you know, really use all the benefits of God's word and really apply them to our lives and really just work at committing ourselves to those benefits and His word. So let's just close off in a word of prayer. Dear Lord, I just want to just thank You for just giving us Your word, Lord, just giving us, you know, all the different attributes and aspects of Your word, Lord, and all the different benefits that come along with them. Just pray that, you know, we can really commit ourselves to Your word, and that we could just make ourselves, just really strive to just learn more and just really, you know, reap the benefits of it, Lord. Just pray that You just continue watching over us until we just meet again on Sunday, Lord. Let's pray in Your Son's name. Amen.